High School basketball is on the air.
They're going to do inside. That's Cannon Howes into the ball game now. Cannon rockets the ball to the near sideline, and Tino dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Sheehy for three. Shot good.
We begin each game day within the paint.
Ryan Kern, 200 pass out on top. There's Vinny Schmidt for three. Shot good. Vinny Schmidt was up wide open. There was not a guy around.
We turn things over to KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will to get you set for tonight's game.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS on the road with Hastings St. Cecilia as the Hawkettes and the Blue Hawks get set to take on Aquinas Catholic tonight here in David City as we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia girls coach Tim Farmer. And coach, this is always kind of a tough game, the game before the conference tournament and a road trip here tonight. It'll be a tough one.
Right. It's a two-hour road trip in a bus, and it's one of the longer ones for us of the season. So it's nothing you look forward to, but it's one you deal with every 2 years. Just like every other team on our schedule. So we're looking forward to the matchup tonight, trying to get ready for a conference tourney. I think we could meet this team again if things work out possibly next week. So tonight will be a good test and maybe see him again on Tuesday.
With that in mind, do we pull out all the stops tonight or just try to get through this ball game tonight?
Well, it's a little bit of survival mode tonight. I'm not real sure what they got to offer. You know, I know they've run 1-3-1 in the past, so we've prepared for that a lot the last couple of days when we weren't preparing for Friend. We kind of had to mix things up. These back-to-back games make it tough. The second team of the back-to-back usually is hardest to prepare for because you don't have enough time, but we did what we could, and we'll see how we handle that 1-3-1 this evening.
I was going to say, going back-to-back with playing Friend last night, and then they're coming back with a pretty good team tonight. This is kind of tough preparation after you had three games last week.
I've been around long enough. I've seen this matchup for years, and I know they're coached well, and they're aggressive in the 1-3-1 and make life hard on you. You know, they have for years. So I'm anticipating a lot of the same this year. And hopefully our girls shoot decent because when you play a good 1-3-1, luckily with the new gym, the spacing should be a little bit better for us. You know, when we played in their old gym, things were real tight. And they had some, I can't remember the girls as the sisters' last names, but they were 6 foot and 6'1 girls that they had in the middle of that 1-3-1. So we relied on our perimeter shooting. So hopefully tonight we shoot well.
67-47, a win last night over Friend. Jumped out to a first quarter lead of 26-8 and really had things go your way last night.
We're going to try and do the same. You know, it's kind of the way we approach all of our games is we want a quick start. Hopefully we can run and not allow them to set up in their 1-3-1. If we get the tempo to our liking and get some transition baskets, and obviously the key with us defensively is seeing how they handle pressure. So if they can handle the ball good enough, then it keeps things tighterly on. And if they have a weakness there, then we can usually expose it. So we're going to go ahead and see what we can do tonight, and maybe we can get out to a lead again tonight.
Blair Hamburger was the key last night, especially early in the ball game. Scored 21 points for the contest, but she really took control from the opening tip last night.
Right. Claire came out, and I think real fast. And as a team, I think we were 10 of 13 from the field in the first quarter. So when we come out and shoot like that, if we don't have a lead, a sizable lead, we're probably in deep trouble. So hopefully we shoot well again. It's not the confines of our own gym, so that's always a test. Claire did a nice job of initiating things and getting us going. And you know, and when somebody comes out hot early, it's the girls seem to feed off of it. And hopefully it happens again tonight.
She's kind of a little bit banged up. We understand. Are you going to try to rust her a little bit to give her about so many minutes as maybe we did last night?
Right. We'll see how this game plays out. She's got a foot that's kind of nagging her a little bit. With some muscle issues and things going on. So if we can get a lead, we're going to try and rest her some more than usual. She says she's good to go, but you know how that is. I'm going to try and protect her a little bit more.
It wasn't Claire last night. It was Chandra. She scored 18 points in the ball game, so it was a double-headed monster again last night.
Right. Chandra did her things that she does well and was able to get into some lanes and get to the basket. And get some points that way and knock down a few jump shots at the same time. So when them two are scoring, which, you know, they pretty much score for us, similar to that most every game, it seems like the other girls feed off of them two, and they did a good job last night, and got some points for us. And anytime we get up in the 60s or high 60s, you know that everybody's contributing.
It's Aquinas Catholic here tonight. We'll come back and talk about the Monarchs as our pregame show continues after this.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Hey, whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with St. Cecilia girls basketball coach Tim Farmer. We're in David City tonight as the Hawkettes get set to take on Aquinas Catholic, a team that is 5-7 in the season. But I think you're right. They hang their hat on their defense, and this 1-3-1 defense can be tough at times.
Right. What they're going to try and do is keep the score down. They want us to score in the 40s and gives them a chance to keep things a little closer. But if we can do what we want to do and get out and pressure and get the tempo up to where we like it, we're going to be in at least in the 50s, if not the 60s. But when you get on the road and you get in other people's gyms, it seems like the ball doesn't fall through the hoop like you would like it to. So we'll see what happens. In the years past, I know that 1-3-1's bothered us some. But again, it was in a different gym, and we just didn't shoot well most of the time. But hopefully tonight, you know, we can come out fast and see what we can do.
How do you attack that 1-3-1?
Well, we've kind of made some changes, and we put Carly Wright at a high post spot, got her off the wing, and put Lil Sheehy on the wing, which allows us to have three shooters on the perimeter at all times, which they have to respect. So a lot of times we'll get them to spread things, and then we're going to try and get Lucy involved inside as much as we can. Carly does a good job of looking for her. So it's basically going to be ball movement and penetrating the seams and try and get some down the backside passes to Lucy and skip passes to the shooters. But, first and foremost, we're not going to try and let them set up in the 1-3-1. That's our best 1-3-1 defense for us, is not to let them get set up. So we're going to try and push the ball up.
So you can get your running game going. They don't have a chance to set up, and then it's just basically a one-on-one affair tonight, isn't it?
It's a free-for-all, and that's kind of when we play well. When, you know, when things are helter-skelter and girls are running around and scrambling, we usually, with the athleticism that we have, that's usually to our favor. So we're gonna try and do that same thing again tonight.
We can't get the running game going. Then we go to the half-court affair, and then we got to battle this 1-3-1. What do they have offensively? You know much about their offensive attack?
You know, I think they're similar to us. They have a couple girls that score for them. Size-wise, I'm not real sure, you know, how tall they are yet. But I think in a 1-3-1, that from what I've heard from other coaches at least, they're scrappy. So they're going to come after you and be physical with it and try and get you into some trap situations and be aggressive in the corners and try and make life heck on you. But so, again, if we can avoid those situations, that we should do okay. We just have to get out and push.
Okay, good luck.
All right, thanks.
Tim Farmer, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, Sonic Lambs, and a play-by-play description coming up next. It's St. Cecilia and Aquinas Catholic tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. Tip-off is straight ahead.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Tonight, 1230 KHAS heads to David City as the high school basketball season continues.
They get it inside. That's Cannon Howes into the ball game now. Cannon rockets the ball to the near sideline, and Tino dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Sheehy for three. Shot good.
For the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, they will look to keep things going after three big wins over Minden, Kearney Catholic, and last night, Friend.
Around the screen, now down the right side of the lane as they move down in the corner. That's Hamburger. Moves to her left on the dribble. Cross court pass comes over here to Sheehy. Long range jumper is up there and in. Sheehy knocks down a three-pointer.
Meanwhile, for the boys, they'll be looking for some revenge against an Aquinas Catholic team that took them out of the high school football playoffs. It's St. Cecilia versus Aquinas Catholic. Let's take you courtside for the call of tonight's game. Here's KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
This battle, we ask all this in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, please make your attention to the Aquinas Pep Band under direction of Helen Ostick.
Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS on the road with the Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes and the Blue Hawks here tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on Aquinas Catholic in this girls-boys basketball doubleheader here tonight. Girls game is up first. St. Cecilia coming in ranked number 3 in Class C2 according to the Lincoln Journal Star. The Hawkettes are sitting at 12 wins and 2 losses on the season. They were on the floor last night and beat Friend by the score of 67-47. Aquinas Catholic, the Monarchs, they have a record of 5 wins and 7 losses on the season. They are averaging 47 points per ball game on offense, giving up 46.9 on the defensive end. Their 5 wins so far this year have been over Shelby Rising City, 48-29. Also against Archbishop Bergen, 51-34. To crosstown rival David City, 57-56. They beat Bruni Davenport Schickley, 60-49. And they beat East Butler by a score of 53-43. They've lost their last 2 games to Twin River and the Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Allison Pokorny getting a start for Aquinas, a 5'3" junior. Jesse Navrina is a 5'7" senior. Also, Kinsey Kozacek, a 5'7" senior. Also getting a start will be Julia Daro. She's a 5'5" senior. And Kinsey Krafka, she's a 5'8" senior for the Monarchs of Aquinas. Racing St. Cecilia the same way they started last night. Little Sheehy, a 5'8" junior. Claire Hamburger, 5'9", and a senior. Sandra Farmer, 5'3" junior. Also, Carly Wright, a 5'8" senior, and Lucy Schult, a 6' sophomore, for head coach Tim Marker. Starting lineups, or rather, head coach Tim Farmer.
Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So the Hawkins will shoot to our basket to our right here tonight, dressed in their blue and white uniforms. The Monarchs in their homestanding whites, trimmed in leather, the gold and the black here tonight. St. Cecilia will have the opening possession. They go to the far side to Hamburger, lobs it inside. It's going to be right through the fingertips of Skoke, out of bounds. So the Hawkins turn the ball over on the first opportunity here tonight. This is a team that beat Friend last night, jumped out to a quick lead. In fact, they had a first quarter lead of 26-8 last night. There's a pass is going to be intercepted. St. Cecilia gets the ball back. Here's Farmer for three. Shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Aquinas Catholic. So here come the Monarchs. Long pass down the floor. Darno has got it at the free throw line. Throws it down in the corner now to Vavrina. They work it back around to the left wing. That's Kochacek as he drives it toward the hole. And shot is up there, no good. And she's fouling the play. Kochacek will go to the free throw line now for the Monarchs of Aquinas Catholic. The foul is going to be called in Chandra Farmer of St. Cecilia. That's going to be your first and the first team foul. All on the Hawkins here in this first quarter of play. So some free throws coming up here for Aquinas Catholic to get this ball game started. And the shot is up there. It is good. Kozacek is a 57% foul shooter in the season. Aquinas as a team is hitting 58%. And Aquinas Catholic got on top of St. Cecilia tonight 1-0 as they score the first point. Second one is up there. It is good. So she bangs home a couple of free throws. And AC St. Cecilia is trailing for the first time here tonight, 2-0. There's a Farmer coming back for St. Cecilia. This ball is going to be stripped away, and it's going to be picked up here on the turnover. Picked up here by Vavrina. She comes into the forecourt. The second consecutive turnover there on the Hawkettes. Here's a Dara with the ball deep in the corner on the left side. She feeds it on the low block to Krafka, and she's fouled into play. So a personal foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. This one goes on Skoke. That's going to be her first and the second team foul on the Hawkettes. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Aquinas Catholic inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it down there to a Vavrina. She drives the baseline. A reverse layup is going to be blocked down there by Hamburger, but it's recovered by Aquinas Catholic, taking the ball to the hole. Sakuchak down in the corner down to Vavrina. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Ball tipped down. It's picked up here by Farmer. Farmer gets the ball ahead now to Carly Wright. She can't control it. It goes out of bounds. Three straight turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia to begin the basketball game here tonight. Hawkins only averaged 15 per ball game. They've got three here in the first 1 minute and 8 seconds of the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing. There's an inbounds pass. It's going to be tipped, intercepted, brought down there by Carly Wright, and she scores. Second turnover on Aquinas Catholic. That one occurs in backcourt right underneath the St. Cecilia basket. Carly Wright gets the field goal. That ties the score up at 2 points apiece early. There's a short baseline jumper. It's up there and in. Kenzie Krafka scoring there for Aquinas Catholic. The short right baseline jumper at the other end. Running back and scoring easily is Claire Hamburger for St. Cecilia. So now we're tied up at 4 points apiece. Hawkins applying a little bit of pressure now in backcourt with Hamburger. Bringing the ball across the 10-second line is Vavrina. As she goes over there on the right side, dribbling with the ball now, it's going to be Darrell. Entry pass deflected away. Picked up by Kochacek. He runs it into the lane. Loses control of the ball down on the baseline. It's swatted out of her hands by Sheehy, and it's going to be Aquinas Catholic basketball. On the road with Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, we're in Davis City. Aquinas Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia scoring off here in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. They play things in to Krafka, now to a Pecorni, and she touches the ball for the first time tonight. Kochacek from the elbow on the right side of the lane. She puts it up there and scores. That's her first field goal. She's got 4 points, and she added a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago. 6-4 is the score now. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing by a couple of points. Here's Hamburger from 15. Shot good. Claire Hamburger had 21 points in the ballgame last night against Friend. She's got a couple of field goals and 4 points in this one. St. Cecilia has come back to tie the score now at 6 points apiece. So we've been tied at 2-4-6 here in the early going. There's a pass can be deflected into the backcourt by Hamburger. Chased down here by Vavrina now for Aquinas Catholic. Vavrina goes to the far sideline. That's Pecorni. Pecorni dribbles down on the baseline. Now reverses the ball and comes out here in the wing. A shot is up there and in. A three-pointer thrown up there and in by Julia Darrow. Darrow hits the three ball. It's now a 9-6 ball game. Aquinas Catholic shooting well. There's a brand-new facility here in David City. There's a Hamburger. Her shot from three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Farmer on the baseline. Goes back up. Shoots and misses on the easy one, and the rebound comes down to Krafka. Krafka takes it to the far sideline. Aquinas Catholic with a three-point lead. They've got the basketball as they come back to their offensive zone. That's a Kochacek. Moves it down to the baseline. A shot is up there and in by Darrow, and she's fouling the play.
Julia Darrow gets the field goal, and she is hacked in the arm, and she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. She picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Hawkettes. There, the ball game now is going to be Annie Check for the Aquinas Monarchs. Check is a 5'10" sophomore. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Darrow. She's already got 5 points in the ball game, but her shot is up there. That one rattles out no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's Carly Wright with the rebound. Gets into the hands of Farmer. It's 11-6. Here's Farmer driving down the lane. She's going to be hit on the play. She goes for the hole. Foul here is going to go on the Monarchs. That's going to go on Pokorny. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on Aquinas Catholic here in the first quarter. 4 minutes and 44 seconds to play. It's an 11-6 ball game. There's a shot from the free throw line up there and in by Chandra Farmer. Farmer is 72% foul shooter on the season. He's down 34 out of 47 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 61%. Second shot is up there. It is good by Chandra Farmer, and it's now an 11-8 ball game. St. Cecilia down by 3 points in the early going here. Here's a Pokorny with the ball. Pokorny races it into the offensive zone on the far side. Gets it away down to a Vavrina. Comes across the top to Darrow. Darrow dribbles to the top of the key. Now the ball slapped away. It's picked up here by Sheehy. Now a double dribble violation. Sheehy got the turnover, but then she's whistled for a double dribble violation. St. Cecilia's turned the ball over 4 times here in the first quarter. Aquinas has got 3. It's an 11-8 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing here in the early minutes of this basketball game. A much different start than we had last night against Friend when St. Cecilia jumped down to a 21-2 lead during the first quarter. There's a shot away, and it's going to be up there no good by Kojacek. And a rebound comes out here to St. Cecilia. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be tipped out of bounds there. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball trying to race the ball back the other way against this defense of Aquinas Catholic. The ball was tipped out of the hands of Hamburger. Now Claire will play things in. They get it to Skoke, and her shot is up there and in. Lucy Skoke scores quickly on the inbounds pass. And St. Cecilia is backed within 1 point. 11-10 is the score. Just underway here in David City tonight as the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs have the ball tipped away as they come back the other way. And the Monarchs will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. In David City here at Aquinas Catholic tonight. A couple of Centennial Conference teams scoring out. These two teams could see each other again next week if all is set up correctly in the first round of the conference tournament. St. Cecilia sitting at 12-2 on the season. They are the number one seed for the Centennial Conference tournament next week. Here's Darrow with the ball. Comes over here on the left side to let's see, that's going to be Romchek who's into the ball game now, and she's fouled into play. So Romchek is fouled into play. The foul is going to go on Carly Wright of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four already of the Hawkettes. And Kirsten Romchek will go to the free throw line here for Aquinas. She's averaging 1.7 points per ball game. Her shot is up there and in. Romchek is a 71% foul shooter coming in here. She was 5 out of 7. So the score is now 12-10. Aquinas has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Next shot by Romchek is up there. Dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. 13-10. Monarchs with the lead over the Hawkettes. Here comes Chandra Farmer back with the basketball now for St. Cecilia. Brings it across the 10-second line. Farmer behind his screen. Throws up a 3-shot. Good. Chandra Farmer throws up the 3-ball, and now Aquinas wants to call a timeout as St. Cecilia has come back to tie the score. We'll take a break with 3 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 13, Aquinas Catholic 13.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Deals this week include a 2011 Malibu LT, sale price $12,995, and a 2009 Pontiac G6 GT for $12,975. At Kirshner's Auto Corner.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So a seesaw battle so far. Aquinas Lake and Hastings St. Cecilia going toe-to-toe here in the first quarter to play. Hastings St. Cecilia and Aquinas tied up at 13 points apiece after Aquinas held a 5-point lead at 11-6. St. Cecilia is coming back here. We're now tied up at 13 points apiece with 3 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the first quarter as they play the ball in. That's a Vavrina with the ball. Her pass is going to be deflected. It's brought down here by Hamburger, and then she has the basketball stripped away. St. Cecilia applying pressure back here in backcourt. Now we got a personal foul called. It's going to go on the Hawkins. It's going to go on Chandra Farmer. So after the ball was chipped away, St. Cecilia had a lot of backcourt pressure. And Farmer's hit with a personal foul. That's her second one. It'll be Aquinas Catholic playing the ball in on the far sideline. Darrow has got the ball, and she dribbles to the wing here on the left side. Her pass is going to be lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Kosicek. Yeah, that's going to be turnover number five in the ball game now for Aquinas Catholic. We're tied up at 13 points apiece. Hastings St. Cecilia can grab the lead here with a successful trip down the floor. Chandra Farmer brings it into the offensive zone. She drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot is up and in. Chandra Farmer now with a 3-2 here in the ballgame, and St. Cecilia grabs the lead. It is now 15-13 with 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Here's Adara with the ball out on top. Her long-range jumper is no good. Rebound Skoke of St. Cecilia. Falls down with the ball, but gets it in the hands of Hamburger down the left sideline to Farmer. Farmer drills in inside the free throw circle, spins there, runs into a double team, kicks it back out to Skoke, down top of the key, and that's going to be Sheehy. Drives it down the right side of the lane to the baseline. She goes out here to Lucy Skoke at the free throw line, takes it to the left side of the rim. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Farmer, follow shot, good. Sandra Farmer on the offensive rebound and the putback. She's got 9 points in the ball game now. There's a steal in backcourt by Hamburger. Her shot's going to be no good, and a foul is called on the rebound. So, again, they turn it over here in the backcourt, but now a personal foul is called. A rebounding foul on Hamburger. That's going to be her first. So, St. Cecilia is out on top now by a score of 17-13 with 2 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It's going to be the Monarchs playing things in here in backcourt, and Allison Picorni is back into the ball game. She'll trigger things in as they try to break this backcourt pressure here by the Hawks. This is going to be Ramshack with the ball, comes to the near side, now winds her way up the floor, brings it into the offensive zone, comes to a jump stop at the wing on the left side. Goes across court to Kozacek. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Vavrina, an offensive board. Bounce pass into the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Farmer, coming back now 1-on-3. Doesn't have the numbers. Circles around, takes a three-pointer. Misses a shot, no good. The ball is poked out of here. It's picked up by Picorni. So Picorni brings it back, left-handed dribble into the offensive zone around his screen. Moves it to the right side of the floor to Kozacek. Kozacek takes it down to the baseline. Her 10-footer is up there, no good, but she was hacked to the arm. St. Cecilia with another personal foul here in this first quarter. This one is going to go on Lucy Skoke. That's going to be the second foul on Skoke. That's going to be team foul number 7 already on St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes have 7 team fouls compared to only 1 for the Monarchs here in the first quarter. The shot from the free throw line is going to be up there at end by Kosicek. Kosicek now with 3 points to make it 5 points in the ballgame. He's a field goal in the contest tonight. So 3 free throws and a field goal. It's now 17-14. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Kinsey will have one more. The second one is up there and in. So she bangs home another free throw. It's now 17-15. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Hawkins with a ball. Here's where Hamburger into the offensive zone. High right side to Carly Wright, who's back in the ball game. Wright dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now she's trapped here. Right on the elbow on the right side of the lane. Gets it away down to Claire Hamburger. Circles around. Contact made. Foul is going to be called here. Personal foul is going to be called on Jesse Vavrina for Aquinas Catholic. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 2 on the Monarchs here in this first quarter of play. Here comes Kinsey Krafka back into the ball game. Krafka comes in and he checks out. Monarchs. Hastings St. Cecilia will inbound. Here's Hamburger. Hamburger's shot from the baseline is going to be up there no good. The ball tapped out and picked up by Carly Wright on the high left side. Right gets the ball over here. That's Sheehy driving down the right side of the lane. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kosicek. As she runs her back the other way, 3-on-2. Kosicek takes it right to the hole. Her shot up there at in. Kinsey Kosicek scoring there for Aquinas Catholic. She's now got 8 points in the ball game, and Aquinas has come back to tie things up at 17 points apiece. Here's Claire Hamburger with the ball. Now to Sheehy. Sheehy dribbles to the top of the key, comes over on the right side to Claire Rasmussen, who's getting some playing time here early. Rasmussen goes over to Carly Wright. There's a pass down low. Hamburger grabs it, shoots, and scores. Claire Hamburger hits her 3rd field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 19-17. Here comes Aquinas Catholic back with the ball. Kosicek comes out here to Picorni, across the top to Vavrino.
at Marina. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball is brought down by Hamburger. Down to Carly Wright. Shot is up there and in. Carly Wright gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. St. Cecilia's open up a 21-17 lead. There's a pass down to Vavrina. Her shot is up there again. St. Cecilia's slowly getting back on defense that time. Jesse Vavrina gets the field goal. And the Monarchs are back to within 2 points, 21-19. We've got 10 seconds to play. We're in the first quarter from David City tonight. There's Hamburger, dribbles to the right side of the lane, comes out here to the top of the key. Carly Wright moves it down the lane and running one-hander. No good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Aquinas Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia squaring off here tonight in girls high school basketball. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 21, Aquinas Catholic 19.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. 21-19 is our score after the first quarter here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. So the Hawkettes have scrambled here in the first quarter, much different than last night when we had a big 26-8 lead over Friend after one quarter. And the Hawkettes kind of put it on cruise control for the rest of the way and ended up winning that basketball game by 20, 67-47. St. Cecilia is sitting at 12-2 in the season. Aquinas Catholic is sitting at 5-7. Aquinas will have the opening possession to begin the second quarter of play. As they shoot to our basket, to our left, 19 Hawks. The Hawkins have the lead. Here's a corny bounce pass down on the baseline, right through the fingertips of Kosichak, down a bounce. It's going to be a turnover on Aquinas. That is the seventh turnover on the Monarchs so far here in the first half of play. St. Cecilia has turned the ball over five times, so it's been a turnover fest so far. There's a little Sheehy high left side now for the St. Cecilia offense. Dribbles out here between the rings. And now gets the ball into the hands of Chandra Farmer. Comes over here on the wing on the right side to Reagan Esch, who's into the ball game now. The Sheehy, top of the key, drives it, gets it out to Esch. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Krafka. Krafka gets it to the far sideline to Vavrina. Vavrina now to Pokorny. She'll bring it into the offensive zone with a pass here to Krafka. Back to Pokorny. Drives it down the right side of the lane. There's a pass down on the baseline of the right side to Ramchak, who's back into the ball game. Inside to Darrow. Shot is up there and in. Julia Darrow scoring there. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 21 points apiece. Back the other way is Carly Wright. Her shot's going to be no good. The ball is tipped out of bounds. Looked like Josie Prevett was the last to touch it, and the official, he signaled the wrong way. Prevett was the last to touch it. It's going to be Aquinas Catholic basketball as they will play things in here in backcourts. 6 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the first half. St. Cecilia 21 and Aquinas Catholic 21 in girls high school basketball. Here's Vavrina with the ball now for Aquinas. Brings the ball across the 10-second line with a right-handed dribble to Pokorny on the far side. Now back the other way to Ramchak. Takes the ball down here underneath the basket, and she steps out of bounds. Ramchak steps out of bounds underneath the basket there. A turnover on Aquinas. That's going to be their eighth to the ball game. So it'll be Hastings St. Cecilia coming back the other way. This is a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. We've got the boys game coming up tonight. Scheduled tip-off time at 7:45 here in the city. There's Chandra Farmer behind his screen. Moves it down in the corner now to Reagan Esch. On the wing on the right side to Josie Prevett. Pounds it down low. Here's Carly Wright. Her shot is up. And Prevett gets the assist. Carly Wright gets the field goal. Carly now with three field goals in the ball game and 6 points. Facing St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 23-21. Here comes Aquinas Catholic back with the basketball in the deep left corner. On the left side, Vavrina. She drives the baseline, feeds it over there in the corner on the right side to Darrow. Gets it back out here to Ramchak. Ramchak now to Pokorny. Back down to the deep left corner. Vavrina drives the baseline. Her shot is up there, partially deflected. The ball tapped out. Picked up here by Farmer. Out races the defense toward the goal. And now she is hit from behind. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. No foul here as a Farmer was leading the break back the other way, and she has it tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's going to be Hamburger playing things in. Here comes Anna Kobza into the ball game now for the Monarchs, replacing Pokorny. They're deep. They're now played. They played 11 girls so far here in this first half of play. 23-21. The inbounds pass is going to be intercepted. And then a jump ball is going to be called. Kinsey Krafka got the interception. And she's tied up in the play here by Carly Wright. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes will get it right back. Same spot. They'll play things in. Josie Prevett with the ball out here to Farmer. Farmer dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Goes on the left wing. That's Hamburger. Inside to right. Here's a bounce pass across the wing. Tipped out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there is a Kinsey Krafka for Aquinas Catholic. So St. Cecilia will play things in here on the near sideline. 5 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the first half. St. Cecilia leading Aquinas by the score of 23-21. Here's Farmer with the ball. Farmer out here at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes over to the left wing. Carly Wright has got it. Wright has it tipped loose, and it's picked up on the far sideline. Carly has got it now. Now drives the ball toward the goal. She has it knocked out of her hands, and then it goes off of her foot out of bounds, and St. Cecilia turns the ball away again. Turnover number 7 in the ball game for the Hawkettes. Now St. Cecilia applying some backcourt pressure. Monarchs will inbound the ball. It's going to be tipped. It's going to be picked up over there. And here come the Monarchs now on the dribble. This is going to be a Vavrina with the ball. She'll bring it up here against Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Vavrina picks up the dribble, goes to the far side to Kozacek. Kozacek picked up there by Farmer of Hastings St. Cecilia. Kozacek comes out here to the top of the key on the dribble. Now to Adaro. Her long-range jumper is put up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Krafka goes back up. Her shot in the lane is good. Kinsey Krafka scoring there for Aquinas. He's now got 2 field goals and 4 points. And Aquinas has come back to tie the score at 23 points apiece. Here's Farmer circling around underneath the basket, and she's fouling the play. Farmer lost it out of bounds, but she's also fouling the play here. It's going to go on Aquinas. This is only going to be their third team foul in the first half of play. It's going to go on Krafka. That's going to be her first. Third team foul on the Monarchs. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. Claire Hamburger triggering things in. They get it to Farmer in the corner. Farmer puts it on the floor, dribbles up here on the high right side, throws up a 3, it circles the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Kozacek, down the far sideline, a pass ahead to Bikorny. She has it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. That's going to be Aquinas Catholic basketball. Aquinas will play things in. Underneath their own basket to the left side, 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia and Aquinas Catholic tied up at 23 points apiece. Here's Ramchek with the ball. Ramchek dribbles inside the three-point circle. Now the ball is knocked away and is picked up by Carly Wright. Gets the ball in the hand of Hamburger. Her shot is up there at the end. Claire Hamburger scores. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. Carly Wright gets the assist. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 25-23 in this seesaw battle. There's a pass to the far sideline. Kozacek has got the ball as he works it down in the corner, brings it up high on the block, now inside the free throw circle to Pokorny. Her pass down in the corner is lost off of the fingertips of Anna Combs out of bounds, and a turnover there on Aquinas. 10 turnovers on Aquinas Catholic so far here in this basketball game. And now we got a timeout called here. This timeout with Monarchs brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight from David City. Girls play 25-23. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead over Aquinas. St. Cecilia with the ball. Reagan Esch comes out here between the circles to Hamburger. Back to Esch on the wing on the left side. Down to right at the free throw line. Over here to Hamburger. Takes the ball to the elbow. Dumps it away. Now to Carly Wright. Takes it to the hole and she can be hit on the play. And a foul is going to be called. Right now goes to the free throw line for a couple of shots here. Kinsey Krafka picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 4 on Aquinas. So it's going to be right to the free throw line. Boy, Carly's out of trouble. It's from the so-called charity stripe this year. She's just 4 out of 15 for 26%. Her shot is up there. That one rims off no good. Ryan will get one more. In St. Cecilia, is a team hitting 61%. So Carly Wright will have one more. She's got three field goals to her credit so far tonight. 25-23, Hastings St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Here's the next shot by Wright. That one is up there and in. So Carly Wright hits one out of two from the stripe, and it's 26-23. Now the Hawks with a three-point lead. Here's Vavrina with the ball. Vavrina gets it to Pokorny. Pokorny now to the wing to Kozacek. Moves it down to the baseline on the dribble. Comes back out on the high right side to Julia Darrow, who brings it around on the dribble over to Jesse Vavrina. Her pass out on top is intercepted. Intercepted by Farmer. She streaks back the other way. Her layup is up there and in. Chandra Farmer gets the steal. As she goes the length of the floor and scores, Chandra Farmer now with 11 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia has now opened up a five-point lead, 28-23. There's a Kosicek. She throws up a 15-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Farmer. Long pass down the floor to Carly Wright. Now to Reagan Ash. Shot is up there and in. Reagan Ash scores. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 30-23. 3 minutes to play. Back at the other end. Here's Kosicek driving. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound. Annie Check, and she puts it down through the hole. Annie Check scores. It's now 30-25. Here's Wright. Stoke has it bobbled. Picked up here by the Monarchs. Turnover number 8 on St. Cecilia. And now coming back the other way, the Monarchs have the ball tipped out of bounds by Farmer. It's going to be Aquinas Catholic playing the ball in baseline left side underneath their own basket. 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play. You're in the first half, 30-25. The Hawkins up by 5 points, but they're in a battle here in this first half. There's a pass in the free throw line deflected away. Again, it's picked up by Wright. Gets the ball down to Florida Farmer. She drives, shoots, and scores. Sandra Farmer having a good first half here. She got 13 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Down 32-25. So St. Cecilia on a little run here at the end of the first half to give them some breathing room. Back the other way is Pequeni. Dumps it away to Kobza. Her shot's going to be partially deflected, and the ball goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to St. Cecilia. Lucy Skoke got the block in there for the Hawkettes. And Kobza loses the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding here in backcourt. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the first half. St. Cecilia with the lead over Aquinas Catholic. The score is 32-25. Here's Sandra Farmer. She just comes down the floor and fires up a three. Her shot no good. Rebound right. She is trapped in the lane, and now a traveling violation. Traveling violation is called on Carly Wright after she grabs the offensive board right in front of the basket. So Aquinas Catholic will come back with the ball. The Monarchs are trailing by 7 points, 32-25. Pressure here in backcourt. Here's a pass. They get it here to Julia Darrow. Her pass to the near side is going to be out of bounds. Darrow throws it here, and nobody was home. Alliston Pequeni trying to catch up with it in front of the scorers table and couldn't do it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be another turnover on Aquinas. That's 12 turnovers on Aquinas Catholic so far here in this first half of play. St. Cecilia with the lead, 32-25. There's a little Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy to Carly Wright, now to Farmer. On the wing on the right side, Farmer drops the ball down inside to Wright, loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds, and a turnover on St. Cecilia. 9 turnovers on the Hawkettes. Now St. Cecilia will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Here comes a substitution as Kozacek comes back into the ball game now for the Monarchs. Also coming in for St. Cecilia is going to be Josie Prevett. His Farmer will come to the bench now for the Hawkettes. 1:34 to play here in the second quarter, 32-25. St. Cecilia with a 7-point lead. Here's Pequeni out racing the defense. Down the lane she goes. The ball's going to be tipped away, and it's picked up here by St. Cecilia. That's right. Down the hamburger shot. Good, and she's fouling the play. 13 turnovers on Aquinas. St. Cecilia scores at the other end with a driving Claire Hamburger, and she is pushed from behind, and a foul is going to be called here on Jesse Vavrina for Aquinas Catholic. The second foul on Vavrina. Into the ballgame now, Melody O'Callaghan for St. Cecilia, and Skoke will come to the bench. So St. Cecilia has opened up a 9-point lead. Now with 1:24 to play in the second quarter, as Claire Hamburger goes to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Her shot is up there and in. St. Cecilia now leading by 10 points. It is 35-25 here. They're on a 10-2 run right now over the Monarchs. There's a shot from the short left baseline. It's going to be no good by Ramchek. Now the ball is loose on the baseline. Kobza picks it up. Then her pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger, coming back the other way to Sheehy. Drives for the hole. His shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose and it's picked up by Kozacek. She runs her back the other way, all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Kinsey Kozacek scoring there for Aquinas. He's now got 10 points here in the first half. 37-27. Houston St. Cecilia up by 10 points, 50 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter from David City tonight. There's Josie Prevett with the ball just inside the three-point arc. Comes over here to Sheehy. Lob pass in the lane is going to be deflected away. Picked up by Hamburger on the baseline, but a foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be whistled here on the Monarchs. It's going to be their sixth team foul, so no free throws here. It's going to go on Julia Dara. That's going to be her first foul. So St. Cecilia will play things in from underneath their own basket. That's Claire Hamburger looking to trigger things in. Hamburger looking, finally gets it in to right. She bobbles the ball. It's picked up here by Sheehy. Sheehy gets into the hands now of Josie Prevett out here in 3 points territory. Dribbles to the wing on the right side. Flips the ball away to Hamburger. She brings it out near the 10-second line. St. Cecilia will play for the final shot here of the first half with a 10-point lead, 37-27. Hamburger gets away with a palming violation. Now the ball knocked loose. Hamburger picks it back up. There's a free throw line jumper by Prevett. Good. Josie knocks one down from the free throw line. It's now 39-27. 10 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Ramshack driving with the ball. Leaves it down in the corner to Darrell. Her driving layup is going to be no good. Rebound picked up by Hamburger. Hamburger has it knocked out of her hands, and time expires here in the first half of play. So Easting St. Cecilia has opened up a 12-point lead here over Aquinas Catholic. A good quarter there for St. Cecilia as they outscore Aquinas Catholic, a margin of 18-8. And Easting St. Cecilia's got the lead at halftime. It's the Hawkettes, 37, Aquinas Catholic, 27. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
I grew up in India and then did residency in three different countries. I've always wanted to be a doctor, and then while I was in medical school, I saw this 25-year-old woman with two little children diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was a life-shattering experience for her and her entire family. Then helping her get through it, that was very challenging and fulfilling to me. Mary Lanning Hospital has everything to offer, bringing the best possible care to the people here in their community. I'm just very happy to be here and to be able to help each and every patient that walks through the door and bring a smile to their faces. I am Shamila Garg, medical oncologist at Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Davis City. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. A girls game between Hastings St. Cecilia and Aquinas Catholic. It was St. Cecilia with the lead after the first quarter, 21-19. We got into the second period early. It was tied up at 23 points apiece. And Hastings St. Cecilia outscores Aquinas the rest of the way, 14-4. And that's the way we stand here at halftime, as the Hawkettes have opened up a 10-point lead over Aquinas Catholic. The score is 37-27. We'll get you some scoring in the first half of play. First of all, for St. Cecilia, Chandra Farmer is leading the way for the Hawkettes. He's got 13 points in the basketball game. Farmer has knocked down 1 3-pointer. And she's got 4 2-point field goals. And she's also 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Chandra Farmer, after scoring 18 points last night, has got 13 already in the first half of play against Aquinas. Laura Hamburger, she has got 11 points. Hamburger has knocked down 5 2-point field goals. And she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Carly Wright, she's got 7 points here at halftime. Wright has got 3 field goals, and she's 1 out of 2 from the line. Reagan Esch has knocked down a 2-point field goal for 2. Josie Prevett has got 2 points on a field goal, and Lucy Skolk has got a field goal and 2 points. St. Cecilia, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Unofficially, 9 turnovers in the ballgame. For Aquinas Catholic, they have shot 7 free throws tonight. They have made 6 of those. They have turned the ball over 13 times against the St. Cecilia defense here in the first half. Kinsey Kozichak is the leading scorer. Kozichak has got three field goals, and she is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line, so she is in double figures with 10 points. She's her leading scorer, averaging 15 points per ball game. Julia Darrow, she has got a three-pointer and a couple of two-point field goals, and she is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. She's got 7 points here at the break. Kenzie Krafka, a couple of field goals for 4. You've got Kirsten Romschak with a couple of free throws and 2 attempts for 2. Annie Check has got a field goal for 2 points, and Jesse Vavrina has got a field goal and 2 points in the ball game for Aquinas. So Hastings Saints has led 21-19 at the end of the first quarter, and the Hawkeyes come back to outscore Aquinas 18-8 in the second quarter. And our score here at the break, it is now Hastings Saints has 39 and Aquinas Catholic 27. You're listening to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We'll have more at halftime right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in David City here tonight. We're at halftime of the girls' ball game where Hastings Saints Cecilia has got the lead over Aquinas Catholic. The score is 37-27. We'll get you a scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct to south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings on South Burlington and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. So Hastings Saints is saying with the lead here in this basketball game. Girls 37-27. Hawkins looking to go to 13-2 with a win here tonight. At halftime, Aurora is out on top of Seward in girls' play. The score is the Huskies 26 and the Blue Jays 24. Up at Grand Island Northwest tonight, the Hastings High Tigers are playing Grand Island Northwest, and the Tigers have the lead at halftime. The score is 25-14 in favor of Hastings. In the second half, Nebraska Kearney, the women trailing South Dakota Mines. The score is 41-36, so Mines has got the lead over Nebraska Kearney. And let's see if anything else we got going here is end of the third quarter. Kearney High is leading Lincoln East in girls play. The score is 40-30. Final score in. Up this to the end of the third quarter. We've got girls basketball. Lincoln Northeast is leading Millard North by a score of 59-40. A couple of early ball games here tonight. The Golden Wild Conference Tournament in the semifinals at St. Paul. Fullerton is out on top of Nebraska Christian. That's a halftime score. It's now 18-9. Fullerton has got the lead over Nebraska Christian in the semifinals of the Golden Rod Conference Tournament up at St. Paul. Also at halftime, we see Lincoln Pius is leading Lincoln Christian tonight by a score of 35-26. So our scores here at halftime brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. They're located on South Burlington, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. Or you can check them online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. We're at halftime. Girls High School basketball tonight here in David City. Hastings St. Cecilia struggled early, but the Hawkeyes now have a 10-point lead here at the break. The score is 37-27 in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. Don't forget, we've got more basketball coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. We'll be with Hastings College. The Broncos are going to be at home tomorrow to take on Briarcliff at the Osborne Sports Complex. Game time will be at 2 o'clock tomorrow for the women's game. It'll be 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll be on there with a pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. Also on our network of stations tomorrow for college basketball, you'll get Michigan State playing at Nebraska. That'll be the men's game on KLIQ 94.5. Pregame show will be at 2 o'clock with a tip-off at 3. And then tomorrow night on the Breeze, we'll have USHL hockey. It'll be Sioux Falls playing at the Tri-City Storm. The face-off there will be at 7:05 with a pregame show at 6:50. Again, at halftime here, basketball, St. Cecilia has got the lead over Aquinas Catholic. The score is St. Cecilia 37, Aquinas 27. We'll have the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball from 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, play is back in here in the second half of play. Aquinas with the opening possession. There's a shot taken there by Darrow. It's going to be no good from short range, and the rebound comes down to Sheehy. So Saints is 37-27. Girls High School basketball tonight. Sandra Farmer with the ball. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's going to be Carly Wright. Inside down is Skulk, and she's going to be fouling the play. They got the ball inside to Lucy Skulk, and a foul is going to be called here on Aquinas Catholic. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Krafka. Kenzie Krafka picks up the foul. It's going to be her third. She's going to check out into the ball game. That's going to be any check. So Krafka comes out. She'll get some pine time now here in this third quarter with three personal fouls. There's a long-range jumper from the corner by Hamburger. No good. Rebound comes down to Aquinas Catholic. Back the other way. Darrow off of the baseline. Her shot is up there and in. Julia Darrow scoring from the short left baseline. Darrow now with 9 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia's got the lead. 37-29, now with 7:20 to play here in the third quarter. Here's Farmer, nice pass down low. Skulk goes up with a shot, and she's whipped with a traveling violation. A traveling violation before she got rid of the ball just to the left of the basket there. Saints is having turnover problems tonight. The Hawkettes with 10. There's a turnover there in the backcourt as Hamburger gets the ball, and then her pass is deflected out of bounds. Aquinas has turned the ball over 14 times. Saints is will play things in from underneath their own basket. Hamburger gets it into Skulk in the corner. Down the wing, that's going to be Sheehy out to Farmer. Chandra Farmer penetrates down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It's picked up here by Darrow. Darrow gets the ball away. Here's a Picorni as she winds her way up the floor for Aquinas. Nice pass down low. Babrina goes for the hole. Her shot's going to be no good, but she is tapped on the arm, and the foul is going to be called. Going to go on Lucy Skulk. That's going to be her third foul. So Skulk now with three fouls here in the third quarter. Jesse Babrina goes to the free throw line. She's an 81% foul shooter in the season for Aquinas. She's at 21 out of 26 from the stripe so far this year. You got a field goal and 2 points so far in this ball game. Urshana's up there and in. Aquinas is now within 7 points of Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 37-30. We've got 6 minutes and 55 seconds to play in this third period. Next shot by Babrina is going to be up there and in. So Aquinas has cut the lead down to 37-31 now early in this third quarter of play. 6:52 to play as St. Cecilia comes back to their offensive zone. Down there in the corner is going to be Carly Wright. Brings it up high on the block. Comes over to left wing. A shot by Hamburger. It's an air ball. Goes out of bounds. So Hamburger misfires there for St. Cecilia. It's going to be the Monarchs inbounding the ball here in backcourt. St. Cecilia applying full court pressure. They get it into Picorni. She gets away from a double team. Now the ball is going to be lost. Picorni picks it up. Picorni now to Kozacek. Nice pass down low. Driving for the hole. A shot by Cech. This is going to be no good. Addie Cech misses the shot. Now a jump ball is called on the rebound. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes will come back the other direction, leading by 6 points at 37-31. Here comes Josie Prevett into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Coming out is going to be Skoke. So Lucy comes to the bench with three personal fouls. Anna Kobza comes into the ball game now for Aquinas, and coming out will be Annie Check. 37-31, Hastings St. Cecilia with a six-point lead. Hawkins looking for their fourth straight win here tonight. They are 12-2 on the season. Carly Wright with the ball for the Hawkins in the lane. Comes over here to Farmer on the wing. Takes it down to the baseline. Another dribble. Gives it back to Wright. Penetrates inside. Kicks her back out here to Sheehy. Drives it down the right side of the lane as he has been on the play. A personal foul is going to be called here. Personal foul is going to go on Aquinas Catholic. Is going to go on Jesse Vavrina. That's going to be her third personal foul. Non-shooting situation, so St. Cecilia will play things in from underneath their own basket. Annie Check comes back into the ballgame now for Aquinas. Coming up will be Jesse Vavrina. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball down here with a six-point lead, 37-31. They come out here to the free throw line to Prevett. Her pass is deflected, but it's picked up by Farmer. Her shot for three, good. Sandra Farmer from a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle. Knocks one down there for the Hawkettes. She's now got 16 in the ball game. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 40-31. Here's a Krafka with the ball. Circles around underneath the basket. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Darrow. Julia Darrow, entry pass inside to Annie Check. The ball knocked out of her hands, but it's picked up here. Ramchek has got it now for Aquinas Catholic. Gets it away. There's a bounce pass down in the baseline. Goes out of bounds, trying to get the ball down there to Annie Check. And Aquinas having a tough time getting anything going offensively here against this St. Cecilia defense. That's 15 turnovers on the Monarchs so far in the basketball game. 5:34 to play in the third quarter. It's 31. St. Cecilia's got a 9-point lead. Hawkins with the ball. There's a Chandra Farmer. Gets away as she drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouled into play. As Farmer goes tumbling out of bounds there. A foul is going to go here on Aquinas Catholic. And a personal foul is going to be called on Allison Picorni. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Chandra Farmer. 16 points in the ball game for Farmer. 2 out of 2 from the line. Shauna's up there and the shot is good. Chandra Farmer will have one more free throw. A 72% foul shooter on the season coming in here. She had 18 points last night as St. Cecilia beat Friend by a score of 67-47. Next shot is up there. That one is good. So she hits 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the Hawkettes are back out on top now by a score of 42-31. They have scored the last 5 points after Aquinas cut the lead down to 6. Here's another turnover by the Monarchs as the ball is taken away by Carly Wright in the backcourt. They get a head down to Farmer. Pass down here in the left corner is the Hamburger. She drives into the hole. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Hamburger out to Farmer. Fakes the three. Moves to her right. Fires up a 15-footer and scores. Farmer now with 20 points in the ball game. To say a score of 44-31. And now we got a whistle as we come into the forecourt. And a foul here is going to be called on St. Cecilia's Sheehy. Well, Sheehy picks up her second personal foul. Non-shooting situation, so Aquinas will play things in right in front of the Monarch bench. 44-31. St. Cecilia scored on a 7-0 run right now after Aquinas cut the lead down to 37-31 with 6:52 to play here in the third quarter. There's a pass down, a low block right side. Kozichak throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes out of St. Cecilia. That's Josie Prevett with a rebound. Gets it away now to Farmer. Right-handed dribble into the forecourt now. Gets it over to Carly Wright. Back out to Farmer, top of the key. Sandra Farmer will back up. Take a look at this defense. Sandra Farmer dribbling left and then right. Comes over here on the wing. Goes to the free throw line. That's going to be Carly Wright. Dribbles it down the lane. The ball poked away. Long pass to Annie. She can't control it. It goes out of bounds. A turnover on Aquinas. 11 turnovers now on Hastings St. Cecilia. That's turnover number 17 on Aquinas Catholic. And now the ball is out. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Aquinas wants to call a timeout. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. They're located at 405 East 14th Street. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 44-31 is the score. Hastings gets to say he's got the lead in girls high school basketball. Hawkins led at halftime 39-27. Aquinas came back to pull within 6 points at 37-31, but the Hawkins have scored the last 7 points in the ball game, and they've got the basketball. Here comes Chandra Farmer back in the offensive zone. Hamburger's got it top of the key. Now over to Carly Wright. Free throw line extended right side out to Josie Prevett. Now to Farmer again. Circles around underneath the basket. Goes over to Hamburger. Takes the ball to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Hamburger on the follow there. She's down at 13 points in the ball game. It's now 46-31. Saints are saying a 9-0 run here in this third quarter of play. There's Romshack with the ball. Lobs it inside. Annie Check has it stripped away. It's going to be picked up by Hamburger. Coming back the other way. Hamburger goes coast to coast. Her shot is up there. It's good. And it counts. And she's fouling the play. Claire Hamburger gets the field goal there for St. Cecilia. She's now got 15 points in the ball game. She's fouling the play here by Kristen Romchek. That's going to be her first. So now Hamburger will try to make this a three-point play the old-fashioned way. She was one for one from the free throw line in the first half. St. Cecilia's got a 17-point lead. That's up there in a three-point play there by Claire Hamburger. That's now a 49-31 ball game. So a 12-0 run here for St. Cecilia. They had a 14-4 run at the end of the first half. There's a shot taken up there and in. A three-pointer. Kirsten Romshack throws down a three-pointer from the right corner. Long pass down on the floor. Hamburger grabs the ball, has it knocked loose, and it's picked up by Annie Check. That's going to be turnover number 12 on St. Cecilia. There's a coach that Check into the forecourt now for the Monarchs. A shot in the lane is going to be up there. Rattles out, no good. Offensive rebound. Following shot is up and in. Annie Check with back-to-back field goals there for Aquinas Catholic. She's now got 4 points, 49-36. Carly Wright driving at the other end. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound tapped down there. It's picked up by Kozichek as she winds her way up the floor. Kozichek takes it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. Ball being swatted around underneath the basket. Carly Wright grabs it. She's tied up in the play. And the arrow pointing in favor of, let's see, Aquinas. Aquinas will play things in from underneath their own basket. Reagan to the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Hamburger will come to the bench. 2:46 to play here in the third quarter. It's 49-36. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top. There's a Picorni having problems with it. Comes out in three-point territory. And now she calls a timeout as she's sitting on the seat of her pants there and calls the timeout. Out here to the 10-second line, another timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Remember, you can call anytime, 462-4600. That's Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear. More driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball from David City tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Aquinas Catholic. The score is 49-36. Here's Kozichek taking the ball in the hole, and she can be fouling to play. Kenzie Kozichek will go to the free throw line here for the Monarchs. A personal foul is going to be called there on St. Cecilia's Carly Wright. Wright picks up her second personal foul. So it's going to be Kenzie Kozichek going to the free throw line. She's got 10 points in the ball game thus far. She is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Kenzie Kozichek going to the line here for Aquinas Catholic to try to pull the Monarchs closer here in the third quarter. The shot is up there and in. She is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Kozichek will have one more. They're looking at Claire Hamburger here on the near sidelines. Claire taken out of the ball game, and now the medical staff taking a look at her. We'll keep our eyes on that. There's a Kozichek. She knocks down her second free throw. 49-38 is the score now. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Hawkins have the ball. Farmer goes over here to Carly Wright. Carly Wright comes back over here to Sheehy. Takes the ball to the free throw line. Back outside to Reagan Esch for three. Shot good. Esch knocks down a three-pointer. She's got 5 points in the ball game.
St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 52-38. We're in the fourth quarter of play, or rather the third quarter. There's a long-range jumper from the far sideline. It's going to be no good by Romchak, and the rebound comes down here to Reagan Esch. Esch gets it into the hands now to Farmer into the forecourt. Kylie Wright back out to Farmer. NBA three. Shot is up there. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down here to Aquinas. That's Kozichak with the ball. Gets it ahead now to Allison Picorni. She loses control of it again. It's going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia. Kylie Wright down the far sideline. Comes over here to Sheehy. Takes the ball in the paint. Kicks it out here to Farmer. A minute and 42 seconds to play. Farmer's got the ball as she backs up out near the 10-second line. Farmer looking at this defense. Looks like a man-to-man defense right now. They've been playing a little zone here tonight. Reagan S. behind a double screen set up at the free throw line. Can't put up a shot. Goes over to Farmer. High right side. Takes it down on the baseline. Underneath the basket. A pass here to Skok. Puts a move on. Shot no good. Rebound is loose. And it's here by Kozichak. Kozichak has got the ball for Aquinas Catholic. Running back the other way with a buck 10 left here in the third quarter. There's a Kirsten Romchak with the ball. Romchak is picked up there by Carly Wright of St. Cecilia. Gets into the hands of Picorni. She comes across the top now to Kozichak. Bounce pass inside. Annie Checker shot to be blocked down by Lucy Skok out of bounds. So it's going to be Aquinas Catholic playing the ball in baseline right side underneath their own basket here. 52-38 is the score. St. Cecilia with a 14-point lead. Aquinas will inbound the ball. They have to come way out on top here to Romchak. Kirsten Romchak bounce pass to Julia Darrell on the wing. She works over there against Esch. Here's Romchak with the ball right at the free throw line. Romchak's pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Esch. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Farmer. Farmer in the forecourt now with 40 seconds to play in the third. Here's Esch for three. Shot is up there. Good. Reagan Esch knocks down a couple of three balls there. She's now got 8 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 55-38. Here comes Julia Darrell back with the ball for Aquinas over on the wing to Picorni. Her pass on the top is intercepted. Intercepted there by Wright. Her pass is going to be tipped there by Kozichak. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia's ball. So Aquinas has now turned the ball over 21 times here in the first three quarters of play. And it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball, baseline left side. Underneath their own basket. Chandra Farmer will play things in to Carly Wright. Back outside to Reagan Esch. Esch moves over the far sideline to Farmer. Sandra dribbles the ball inside over to Skok. Skok takes the ball to the rack. Her shot is up there at the end. Lucy Skok gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. 1 second, and they don't get a shot away. And Hastings St. Cecilia will have the lead after three quarters by 19 points. Hastings St. Cecilia on top of Aquinas Catholic after three. St. Cecilia 57 and Aquinas Catholic 38. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Comfort means something different to everyone. And Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors. Or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853 and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, February 14th, showcasing 12 schools, 6 games, beginning at 11 a.m. in the comfort of the Heartland Event Center. Your ticket is good for the entire day. See Amherst Ravenna, St. Cecilia BDS,
Omaha Scott Norfolk Catholic,
Aurora GICC,
Elkhorn South Columbus
Scotus, Oak Hill Academy Omaha South. Buy tickets at the Heartland Event Center box office or log on to Ticketmaster.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the fourth quarter of play. St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a long range jumper put up there and again by Reagan Esch. He's got 11 point ball game. It's now 60-38 against running off and hiding now here in this second half of play after leading by just 39-27 at the halftime break. Back to the other end. Here's a long range jumper put up there, no good by Julia Darrow. And the rebound comes down here to Colin Ryan. So the Bobcats on the ball in the fourth quarter, leading by a score of 60-38. Here's Kylie Wright, got away with a traveling violation. Instead comes down to Farmer over to Esch, top of the key now. Sheehy for three, shot is up there, no good. Ball being tapped around, and it's picked up over there by Julia Darrow for Aquinas Catholic. Darrow runs her back the other way, down their left sideline. Picked up there by Sheehy. The ball poked away. Now the scramble is on. Farmer grabs the ball at the 10-second line. Gets the ball here to Esch. She drives the ball down the floor. Shot is up there. No good, but she's fouled in the play. Gwinnett has turned the ball over 22 times here in the basketball game tonight. Personal foul going to be called here on Kinsey Kozacek. That's going to be her first foul. And going to the free throw line for Saints is going to be Reagan Esch. Esch with 11 points in the basketball game. 75% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there at in. St. Cecilia will play in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament next week. They'll have a Tuesday game, quite possibly against this team from Aquinas Catholic again. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. The St. Cecilia girls, St. Cecilia boys, both the number one seeds in their respective divisions of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Here's Aquinas driving the ball to the rack there, and a foul is going to be called. That's a Vavrina taking the ball to the hole there, and she is fouled into play by Skolk of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her fourth. So now Jesse Vavrina will go to the free throw line. She's got 4 points in the ball game. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Vavrina will go to the free throw line, an 81% foul shooter. She's up there short, no good. We'll have the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. As the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks will look for their 13th straight win here tonight. They're undefeated on the season, number one, last C2. That game is coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Aquinas ranked number 8 in the boys' poll, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. So it should be a good nightcap here tonight. Vavrina throws up her second shot. It's going to be good. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the St. Cecilia lead is now 62-38. Hastings High Tigers out on top of Grand Island Northwest after three quarters up in GI is the Tigers 33. And the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest, 23. Sandra Farmer finds a seam in the defense and takes it to the rack and scores. Sandra Farmer now with 22 in the ballgame, 64-38. St. Cecilia on the baseline is Krafka. She knocked by Josie Prevett. Another turnover there on Aquinas. Farmer has got the ball back the other way. They get it to Kissinger. Down in the corner to Asher. Shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Kozacek. She runs her back the other way here for Aquinas Catholic. Nice pass to Pequorni, and her shot is up there and in. Kozacek gets the assist, and Allison Pequorni gets her first field goal of the ball game. 64-40, St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Kissinger for three. Her shot good. Cameron Kissinger from a different code on the right sideline. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and St. Cecilia is out on top 67-40. Driving down the lane is Pequorni, and she draws a personal foul in there on the Hawks. Hawkins committing a personal foul. It's going to go on Cameron Kissinger. That's going to be your first. So going to the free throw line here is going to be Allison Pequorni. He's got 2 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. That one is really good as it wanted to hop out of there but decides to spin down through the hole. That's her first free throw of the night. Coming out of the ball game is going to be Kozacek. Back in there is going to be Kirsten Rondek now. Monarchs here with a mark of 5 wins, 7 losses on the season. And they're trailing here. Next shot by Pequorni is up there and in. So it's now a 67-42 ball game. St. Cecilia is out on top by 25 points. Sandra Farmer has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Out here in 3-point territory goes to Sheehy, top of the key, down in the corner to Reagan Esch. Esch comes out on top to Farmer again. She holds the ball over here to Sheehy, dribbles once, goes over to Kissinger. Kissinger back to Sheehy, now to Esch. Free throw line extended left side behind a screen from Prevett. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted, trying to get the ball back to Prevett. Intercepted there by Krafka. Running back the other way is Vavrina. Her shot is going to be no good, but all being rustled for. Now we got a foul call down there as Prevett knocks down Kinsey Krafka. And Prevett picks up the personal foul for the Hawkettes. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number six. Coming into the ball game is going to be Kozacek for Aquinas Catholic, and she's going to inbound the ball baseline left side underneath her own basket. And the inbounds pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Josie Prevett, not a Farmer, drives it the length of the floor, throws up a shot good. Sandra Farmer having a good ball game. She's got 24 points in the basketball game. The 11 of those have come here in the second half of play. To say it blown out the Monarchs of their own 9-42 for the hole. Shot is up there and in. Kenzie Kozacek scoring there. She has now got 14 points in the ball game, 69-44. Under 5 minutes to play now in the fourth quarter. Here's a Sheehy with the ball down in the corner to Esch. Now to Farmer on the wing. Spins right there at the elbow. Goes for the rack and scores. Sandra Farmer right now for St. Cecilia. She's got 26 in the ball game. 71-44. St. Cecilia with the lead. Monarchs nearly turned the ball away, but saved here by Romchek. Gets it in the hands of Picorni. Now a foul is going to be called as Picorni takes it to the hole there for Monarchs. First foul is going to be called on Reagan Esch of St. Cecilia. That's going to be your first. Not a picture-perfect game here tonight. 23 turnovers on Aquinas. St. Cecilia's got 12. And now the Hawkins want to call a timeout. Tim Farmer wants to talk things over with 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the basketball game. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Owner of a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicle. Now get up to a $1,500 owner loyalty rebate at Great Plains Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Hastings. Stop in and check out the great selection of new vehicles in stock ready for you to drive home today. Huge national rebates combined with the owner appreciation sale will save you thousands on your purchase at Great Plains Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Scoreboard update brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings, located at Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Girls' scores after three quarters. Kennesaw is leading Franklin 5-3. After three, got a roar out on top of Seward by a score of 38-32. Hastings High again at a 10-point lead over Grand Island. In the ball game, it was 33-23 at three quarters of play. Scoreboard update on to you. The Food Cupboard of Hastings. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up and in by Allison Picorni. She's now hit three free throws here in this ball game tonight in three attempts. Coming into the ball game now for Aquinas is going to be Anna Kobza. Kobza comes in for the Monarchs. And now they've got six girls on the floor. Somebody's got to come out. That's a Paige Burkle. She's going to come back out of the ball game now for Aquinas. 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. 71-45. Hawkins have the lead. St. Cecilia looking for their 13th win of the season here tonight. Free throw is going to be there, no good, but it's chased down in the corner, but losing the ball out of bounds was Kozichak for Aquinas. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Boys game is coming up next year on 1230 KHIS. St. Cecilia leading at this one at halftime, 39-27. They had a big third and fourth here. They've got a 71-45 lead right now. There's Farmer taking the ball inside. It's going to be stripped away. It's picked up here by Picorni. She drives it back the other way. Her shot no good. Rebounded on the baseline. St. Cecilia ball. The ball game now will be Paige Burkle for the Aquinas Monarchs. He's going to check in there for the first time, a 5'8" senior. St. Cecilia's got the ball now with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in this one. Sandra Farmer brings the ball across the 10-second line, left hand over here on the wing. Now dribbles the other way behind a double screen, moves it down the right side of the lane. Gets it out to Brittany Magners, who's into the ball game now for head coach Tim Farmer. Here's Sandra Farmer on the right side of the lane, stops here at the wing. Bounce pass comes out to Josie Prevett. Prevett draws all the free throw line, stops there. Prevett has to move it. Looking, finally she does. Magners with the ball. Now to Farmer out here in three-point territory. Open, takes the shot, misses, no good. Rebound tapped loose. It's picked up on the far sideline by Cameron Kissinger. Out to Prevett. Her passes right to the fingertips of Magners out of bounds. So Brittany Magners picks the, or can't control the passer. It goes out of bounds. Coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Tara Tino. Tino comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Tino's a 5-inch sophomore. She's playing time to see everybody in here now. Monarchs are going to send in. Let's see. They're going to send in somebody that's not on the varsity roster. That's great. 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. 71-45 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top. Kozichak has got the ball. Gets to one. He moves to her right. Up a footer shot. No good. Rebound. Foul shot. Good.
Anna Combs is scoring on the offensive putback there for Aquinas. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 71-47 is the score. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Against down. Drives to the right side of the lane. Now retreats back. 3 points. Still on the dribble here. As he comes out on top to Brittany Magners. Magners now looking to penetrate inside. She's cut off there nicely. Bounce pass down in the corner again to Tino. She has it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds, and St. Cecilia will play things in. We'll battle here at Adam Ball 30KS, and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Here's Kissinger inbounding the ball. O'Callaghan has got it out here. 10-second line, down to Magners. Saints is on the girls' place. He won to 47 tonight. Sarah Tino with the ball. Tino bounce pass out here to clear Rasmussen. And now a traveling violation on Rasmussen. Nobody around there for the Monarchs, but Rasmussen got to happy feet there. And a turnover on the Hawkins. That's number 14 on St. Cecilia. Hawkins will play in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament next week. Championship round will be played at Lincoln Christian this year. There's a shot taken by Romchak, no good. Follow shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's O'Callaghan with a rebound. O'Callaghan gets the ball away to Magners down the far sideline to Tino. Tarantino hustles back the other way. Bounce pass mishandled there by Rasmussen. Ball is loose. It's going to be a turnover on St. Cecilia. Picked up here by Anna Kobson. 2 minutes to play. Here in the second quarter, there's a long range jumper from the corner. Good. That's our mystery girl. Number two, it's not on the varsity roster or the junior varsity roster here tonight. She knocks home a three-pointer there for the Monarchs. A long-range jumper at the other end. It's going to be no good by Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Rebound comes down to Romchak for the Monarchs. Running back the other way. She loses control of the ball. It's saved here on the baseline, but it's picked up by Aquinas. It's shot from the short right baseline. No good by Kobsa. Follow shot is up there and in. It's now 71-51. It's a 20-point lead. They're facing St. Cecilia back the other end. That's going to be Tino with the ball down in the corner to Magners. Magners circles around his screen, moves it into the lane. Out here now to Kissinger. Long-range jumper is put up there and in, a three-pointer. Cameron Kissinger knocks down a three-pointer. She's now got two trays in this ball game, 6 points. 74-51 is the score, down to 58 seconds to play. There's a pass to the left side of the lane to Burkle as it knocked loose, but a foul is being called here on St. Cecilia. That's going to be your first team foul, number 8 on the Hawkins here in the second half of play. And that should be a shooting foul. That's going to be the case. The Monarchs will go to the free throw line. This is Paige Burkle. Her shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to St. Cecilia. So the Hawkins have the ball. O'Callaghan has got it now. The Magners, she hustles. O'Callaghan at the first line. Now to Tino down in the corner behind the screen. Tino moves to her left. Back to the top. Here's Kissinger for three. Shot good. And Kissinger knocks down a three ball there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Kissinger now with 3-3. She's a 5'7" freshman. There's a pass that's going to be picked off by Tino. That's the 24th turnover. Moss, Tino with the ball now with 25 seconds to play. Brittany Magners, right side of the lane. Bombs it down low. That's going to be Kissinger. Shot is good, but it won't count. But that's a, let's see. That was in there. Drops back, and a foul will be called here. On the Aquinas, that's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Monarch. The ball, baseline right side. This is Cameron Kissinger. Kissinger looking inbound. She does. Way out here to Brittany Magners down in the corner. Kissinger for three. Shot is up there. She hits another one. Kissinger with 4 3-pointers here off of the bench in the late going. It's now 80-51. Here comes Aquinas back the other way. A shot in the lane is going to be no good. The ball tapped around. Is loose, and we got a jump ball call here with 3.4 seconds to play. We've got the boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. So stay with us. Hawkins on the way to the win here in Davis City. Hopes it will inbound the ball for Aquinas. Athlete comes here to the right side. Shot put up from 15. Ball safe and going out of bounds, and that is the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Aquinas Catholic.
having a big second half, and St. Cecilia rolls to the victory here tonight over Aquinas. The final score of 80-51. So St. Cecilia, they'll improve to 13 wins and 2 losses on the season. They'll play in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament next week. Likewise, Aquinas play in that tournament next week, and they quite possibly could be matched up again on a Tuesday night. Aquinas, they dropped to 5 wins and 8 losses on the season. Again, the final score, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Aquinas Catholic tonight by a score of 81. Back with the final numbers after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's.